Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse Duplantis here. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast. Last week, we preached the sermon called The Annunciation, Part 1. This is Part 2. Let me tell you something. So much was revealed in Jesus' Annunciation. You're going to learn a lot more about it and how you can celebrate Jesus' birth every day, not just Christmas Day. That's why Part 2 of this message is so vitally important. Call a friend. Tell them to turn that television on. Get your notes from last week. And then after this service is over, then look at that, man, and you'll see that you learned some things you never thought. Watch this and be blessed right now. I love this. Christ as the anointed one, he was made sin for us so he could bring us to God himself. Come boldly to the throne of grace. His death was our payment for disobedience. And his resurrection was the receipt paid in full for the whole human race. See, every sin has been paid for. But a lot of people have lost their receipt. They give Jesus their sin, but they don't give him their life. There's a vast difference. They want him as Savior, Jehovah says, but not as Lord. That's a vast difference when he becomes Lord. So notice it. Those three titles, Jesus, Christ, and then the last one, Lord. Now that is a big word, yet it only has four letters in it. When Jesus was glorified, after his glorification, they hardly used the title Master. They called him Master all the time. But when he died, resurrected, and ascended, they quit calling him Master and called him Lord. That's really, and look what he says here. Let's read it again, right here in verse 10. And the angel said, "Behold, I bring you great good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And who is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." They didn't call him Master no more. Very solid. They called him Lord. He's the Lord of Lords, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and Morning Star. Lord, you see, is Jesus Lord over your life or Savior over your life? Notice that. They just called him Lord. My God, I like that. Those three titles, Jesus, Christ, Lord. Let me say it again. Lord means after his glorification, they hardly used the title Master much. They called him Lord. Now, when you call him Lord and you understand him as Lord, it gets rid of a guilty conscience. Write this statement now. We have been given an antidote for the uneasiness of a guilty conscience. You have been given an antidote for an uneasy conscience. You can't make me feel bad. You can try. And that makes people mad, Lord. Who do he think he is?
Yes, he does.
He's Lord over my life. That's who I think I am. I don't call him Master because there's kind of a connotation to Master. Notice way back when, during the slave days, you had to call that man or woman who owned you Master. They never got to the point of Lord. See, that's why the black man and the black woman rebel. They will break out. Freedom is stronger than anything people have on this planet. They will break out. Many may die in the process, but they are coming out. Do you see that? Now, since we've been free, and whom the Son is set free is free, why is there prejudice? Why do some of you black people, other black people say, "What you going over to that white church for?" I know it happens because I've had them tell me. Well, you need to tell them, "But Jesse, not white." Well, you want me to prove it to you? I do it all the time. I'm not white.
That's white. Is that me? Is that me? No. Why would there ever be a white church or a black church? When Jesus is Lord. See, because you're still thinking master. When you ought to go to the next prominent title, Lord. Jesus Christ. Not the one that is anointing. Lord of Lords. See, and when you understand it, you talk about whom, you're so free. You're just so free. I just enjoy myself. I had Creflo Dollar one time tell me, he said, Jesse, I don't think you know I'm black. I said, thank you for telling me. I only said it one time and the whole time we've known each other. You know, years and years ago, I used to love Andre Crouch, you know. Great musician, good God. One of God's best. And I used to play piano a lot back in those days. And they wanted us to go together. And he was going to play a black piano. And I was going to play a white piano, going to put them together like this and call ourselves Ebony and Ivory. We never did do it, but it was a good connotation. But then I told him, I said, you know, I said, I'll do whatever y'all want me to do, but I don't like that. Because you're my brother. You're not my black brother. Okay, I lost that crowd. Let me go over here. You're not my black brother. You're not my white brother. You're not my Hispanic brother. You're my brother. Because Jesus is Lord. Do you think they got a black subdivision in heaven? Because if that's the case, then Pia can't live with Ron. How silly is that, isn't it? I mean, silly. And yet, during all that time, that scripture was there. In the 1600s and the 1700s. That was all there. But they didn't see him as Jesus, Jehovah saves. They didn't see him as Christ, the anointed one, he's anointed. And they didn't see him as Lord. They didn't. No. Then he's understand his sonship. See, every king has a domain, dominion over something, see. So when you understand that, God has given me an antidote for an uneasy, guilty conscience. I see some people get guilty. I said, God, I almost sinned. I said, no, you didn't. You never even got to the point of almost. The devil was trying to get you to say something. He said, see, if the devil's trying to get you to say something, since he wants you to talk, just say what God says. That's what made Jesus so powerful. He said, I only say what my Father says. And I only do what my Father says to do. Yes. Now, when you see these passages of scripture, and I was watching those children, I really enjoyed the nativity. It was such a blessing of the Lord. But I thought, you know what they think? The nativity is just beautiful. You know, look at the kids. You're missing the whole thing. What's behind this nativity? Why are them angels there? Why didn't the shepherds bring gifts? They were the seed of Abraham. They should have been richer than the three wise men. First people to ever give God in the flesh, Jesus, a gift were Gentiles. Why not the shepherds? Well, they have such lowly decree. So you believe that too. Why do we believe stuff that hurts us? So I'm really not concerned about sin or sickness. Or disease. I don't have time for that. Amen. Why? Now it sounds like I'm bragging and I'm not. He's my Lord. Yes. I'm not concerned about sin when he's delivered me from sin. And he made me righteous. Whether you believe I am or not has got nothing to do with me. God looks at me and says, Jesse righteous. Jesse righteous. That's why I made his hair white. It glows. Jesse got great joy. That doesn't mean the devil don't try to attack me. I don't want you to misunderstand that. The devil will try to attack me with sickness. I go, oh, no, 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 talking to the wrong man here. I pay no attention to you. No, no. No. But you better watch what you say. Oh, I'm only saying what God says, so why do I have to watch it? That tells me that Jesus is not your Lord. He may be your Savior. And you barely get close to the word Christ, which is the anointed one in his anointing. So I just enjoy myself and all that I set to do. You know, I am a CEO of a ministry. And Jody was telling me, she said, Dad, you don't realize what you built. This has all been built on you. I said, no, it's been built on Jesus. We know that, Dad, but God used you. But yet what my staff doesn't know is they tell me what to do. You think I'm kidding you? Kathy's always telling me what to do. Preach today. Preach Friday. I thought I was supposed to rest. But I guess I'm resting. I walk in. I ask questions because I don't know. Like I told you, if we went, we had a wonderful little party Friday night for all the people that volunteer. I work more with Pia, and Kathy works more with Ron, who's on church side and the JDM side. I have never went into Pia's office and told her something I knew. I just say, what I got, Pia? And she'll start telling me. Or I'll walk over to my evangelism department. Watch this. Now, I'm the CEO. I don't know what's going on. I just walk in and sit down and say, Denise, Gina. You know, Gina is the party animal. We call Gina, she likes the party. What do I need to know? I don't. I go over to Mary's office. She's my executive secretary. And I go, she starts, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this. I remind you to do this, I remind you to do that. And then sometimes she kind of acts like Kathy. Where you going? All right. Yes, you do. I'm going to have an altar call, Mary, and I'm going to bring you up front. Where you going? I need to know where you are. I need to know where you are. Well, that's true. Kathy said, you need to carry a phone. I said, we have a phone. You. They ain't saying an iPhone. This is a us phone. So I give her number out to everybody. I think it's nice myself. It's just such a blessing. She gets so mad. I do have a phone. I just don't carry it. They don't think I can handle any of this. I can handle this. I just choose not to. You see what I'm saying? Now, what I mean by that is that people say, well, you know, you don't have a boss. Yes, I do. I have a board of directors. I have God Almighty, who is a supreme boss. Yeah. And it's just amazing. You know, my board of directors will have meetings, and they'll tell me, you ought to do this, you ought to do that, you ought to do that. You know what they say sometimes? I'll give you a little insight to the board meetings of Jesse the Blindness Ministry. You know, Brother Jesse, you ought to tell people what you do for people, the mission stuff you do and all the other things you do. I said, I never will. Mm-mm. Oh, man, do you know, well, I said, do you know how much money? Not all of them. Some have said this. I used to have 9 board members. I got now, what, Kathy, 4? Yeah, some died, went home with the Lord. Anyway, Boy, if you did, you could raise more money. If you just told people what you do. I said, I won't do that. I protect people's dignity. One of the greatest things I ever done. I'll tell you one thing. You know, you can touch me. I'm not a piece of iron. And I saw this child who had a cleft palate, tooth sticking out, really pretty rough. You know, and children, they don't mean to be cruel, but they go, you know, they don't understand, you see. This is many years ago. So I got hold of a doctor many, many years ago. I said, I want you to fix this child. I said, can you do that? He looked at me and said, yes, but it's going to take several operations and it's going to be very expensive. I said, do it. I'll pay you. I didn't raise money. No, I didn't. Well, he did it. It took about 2.5 years, you know, because they had to cut, poop. I mean, how they do that, I don't know. But he took this little girl. It was amazing. I said, let me look at your hands, Doc. You got medical hands. It's amazing. He was just, and he had tears in his eyes. He said, you think I did good? I said, yeah. I said, now give me your bill. This is one bill I am enjoy paying for. It was very expensive. He says, I can't. I had made up my mind, I'm going to charge this rich freezer. But I saw what you do. No charge. I said, no, Doc. I said, no, Doc. No, serious. I will pay you. I will. No. He had tears in his eye. He said, and then the little girl blew us both away. She said, well, did you see? Thank you for making me pretty. I said, he made you pretty. She said, let's take a picture. Now, she wouldn't do that before. At the time, she was 5. By that time, she was 7, 7.5, going on 8. Do you know if I did all that and showed you that on television, people, you touch their heart, see? I ain't doing that. I want you to give because you trust God. I want you to give because he's the Son of the Highest. I want you to give because he's the Christ. I want you to give because he is Lord of all. I want you to give because his name is Jesus, which means Jehovah saves. And he saved you.
Now, isn't that good? His name is Jehovah. Jesus saves. I love the different titles that were given in Luke chapter 2, verse 11 for Jesus. I like this. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Whoo, see, there's a vast difference between accepting Jesus as Savior. You need to accept him as Lord. When he's Lord over everything in your life. Remember, as Lord, Jesus made himself one with us in life's experiences. Isn't that a blessing? He was tempted in every way. So not only is he our Savior, he's our friend. Think about that. You got God Almighty as a friend, and that's as good as it gets. But maybe you don't know Jesus as your friend. Maybe you don't. You might know him as a religious leader. Can I introduce him to you? Right now, I want to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to save people that don't know who you are. They may know about you, Lord, but they don't know you. I want you to become their Savior, but I also want you to become their Lord and friend. Father, receive them. All they do is repent of what they've done, of any sin, anything. And Lord, it's just that simple. And you save them today. I thank you for doing that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. That's such a simple prayer for such a big decision. Think about that for a minute. You just changed your destiny, not just here, for eternity. Now, how do you define eternity? it boggles the mind. It's forever. That's not big enough. It's forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. That's still not big enough. See, the natural mind cannot grasp that. It's amazing. You just did that with that simple prayer when you asked God to forgive you and you accepted him as Lord and Savior. Welcome to the family. I may not be able to meet you here, but when we get to heaven, I'll get to meet you. It's going to be a blessing of the Lord. My wife, Kathy, is coming right now with great, glorious moments. Those are testimonies you sent in. And I just love those, this segment, because it's such a blessing. So, Kathy, take it away. Bless the people. Bless God. Bless me.
Hello, and welcome to Glorious Moments. For the past 48 years, Jesse and I have dedicated our lives to bringing the good tidings of great joy to the world. You know, it's so important that we tell everyone about what God has done and is doing in lives of people all over the world, especially during the Christmas season. So rejoice with me as I share some of the miraculous testimonies that we receive from partners and friends who are impacted by this ministry. Let's begin with this glorious moment. Thank you for all that you do for the Word of God. You have blessed me so much. My sons now watch you too. One has become a monthly partner with you, and he can see how he has been blessed because of that relationship with you. Thank you for making the Word simple, easy to understand, and easier to follow. God bless you, Jesse, Kathy, and your team. What a blessing. Thank you so much. You know, it's always an honor to be invited into your home to minister God's uncompromising Word to you. And here's another testimony today. It says, during the offering time of the service, Brother Jesse stated, watch what God will do the next 7 days starting today. The Holy Spirit immediately said to me, plant a $7 seed, $1 for each of the 7 days in the week. I received over $800 of unexpected money in return. God can do whatever He wants because He is all good. I love that. God is so good. You know, He's no respecter of persons. What He has done for these wonderful people, He can do for you too. So trust Him. And this last testimony says, thanks, Brother Jesse. It always encourages me to hear your words and wisdom. Your teaching opened my eyes and my ears to truths I needed to hear. I love that. You know, I want you to know that Jesse and I love you and pray for you every single day. And we pray that you have a wonderful Christmas. And remember, we're believing God with you for whatsoever you need or you desire. So see you next time. Bye-bye and Merry Christmas.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.
Can you really have everything God has put on your heart? Can you ask anything in Jesus' name? Jesus says you can. Jesse's book, Your Everything Is His Anything, will revolutionize your life. Whether you have a vision, a dream, or something that your heart desires, Your Everything Is His Anything is going to inspire you to believe and achieve it all. It's time to expand your view of what prayer and faith can do in your life. Your Everything Is His Anything. Order your copy today.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, our December offer is my book, Your Everything Is Anything. Can you really have anything God puts on your heart? Let me say this. Yes. How do I get this book? This book will help you. It'll transform your way of thinking. To get it, just go to jdm.org to order a copy for you. You will be blessed by it. I'm telling you, it will transform you, that book. It's an amazing book that the Lord gave me. It's a revelation. And you need revelation every day of your life. Partners, thank you for all that you do for this ministry. I said it last week. What a time to give the God's work during this Christmas season. You know, I give the God's work almost every day. And I mean necessarily, and I'm a blessed man, and I want you blessed. This anointing of increase is on me, and it'll come upon you. I believe that with every fiber of my being. I'm not trying to get something from you. I want to get something to you. My partners understand that. And I thank each and every one of you. You're so courteous and kind to send in your faithful support. And I tell you what, we get the job done. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not bragging about that. We just do. We run 24/7 around here all the time. And it's just such a blessing. Not because of you, partners. We don't let your money sit and stagnate. We reach people. We change lives one soul at a time. Thank you for all you've done, doing, and going to do. Nothing too small, Nothing too big, man. It just amazed what's going on around this mission. Always something coming up. And I say, God, is that what you want me to do? He said, yes, I trust you. And you have a work ethic that very few people have. And I know you will do this. Well, I need you today to help me. You are my partners. You're my extended family. Now, don't miss next week. We did the Annunciation. Next week's coming with the Incarnation. Almost kind of rhymes, doesn't it? Glory to God. Annunciation, Incarnation. There's so much to learn. Sometimes we think we know it all, then all of a sudden you go, wait a minute. I didn't see that at all in the Scripture. That's what I just love about this Bible. It's pregnant. That's the best word I can use. It's pregnant with revelation of who God is and who you are. So till next week, Jesse the Planner from New Orleans, Louisiana, saying, we love you. God bless you. Have a great and glorious week. Bye-bye.
I made up my mind to be a witness to all nations, to get this gospel preached to the end of the world for a witness. And the Bible says the end shall come. So all I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen, spiritually, physically, financially, is enhancing Jesus to come quicker.
Looking forward to the great return of our Lord Jesus Christ, and He's going to need every one of us to be enlisted and on the front lines of doing what we're called to do so that they can see that Jesus is indeed real today.
This gospel is for all, anywhere, any nation, anywhere, and everywhere. The urgency of time will not wait for anyone. It will not. So when I see these things, I go, oh, it challenges me to move farther, further, faster, and higher.
This month's partner offer is Pregnant with Revelation. It's titled, The Joy of Jesus. You learn how Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit with the Father, how they each expressed their thoughts and feelings to each other, how you can follow their example and live in true joy. I'm telling you, this is going to help you today. Go to jdm.org to get a copy, and guess what? You will be blessed.
I love that song, Oh Holy Night, because you see, something happened. The angels were excited, heaven, everybody. What took place? First, we had an Annunciation. I spoke about that last week. Now we have an Incarnation. God made flesh.